Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, 4:10. This Mishnah continues on the same topic as the previous Mishnahs. However, here, the Machmer and Mekel are switched, and that's what the Mishnah starts out by saying, Uvazu, in the following Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer's Mekel, Rabbi Eliezer is the one now who's going to be lenient in how you calculate the 100, and Rabbi Yeshua is the Machmer in how you calculate the 100, unlike the previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer was the Machmer and Rabbi Yeshua was the Mekel. So here's the case. Let's say, for example, you have your containers in which you're storing your pressed figs. And let's say you have 10 containers, and let's say each container can hold 20 pounds of figs. So you have a total capacity, if they're all filled to the top, of 200. 10 times 20 is 200 pounds of figs. Now let's say, for argument's sake, that you know that you packed at the top of one of the 10 containers 1 pound of fig, like the top layer. You shoved it in the mouth of the container, and it's still sitting there. So you know it's dafka at the mouth of one of the containers. And let's say after you put it in there, your kids play a trick on you, they play the shell game, they mix around all the containers in the storage facility, so you can't figure out which of the 10 containers is holding the truma figs that were packed on top. So there's two ways to look at this. You could say, listen, in total you have 10 containers, each with 20 pounds of figs, for a total of 200 pounds of figs. One of the pounds is the truma, 199 pounds is chulin. You have one and gets 199, and it's totally permissible. Or you could say, no, there's no doubt with the bottom 19 pounds on each of the 10 containers. It's just that one upper layer, that top pound worth of figs, is truma, and then it's only in one of 10 possible places. So you have, essentially, your question mark only extends to the one top pound layer on each of the 10 containers. So it means you have 9 tops of the containers which are heter, chulin, and one top of the container, which is iser truma, so which would not be enough. So that's the case. And here, we'll call that position, to be short here. Here, we'll say that Rabbi Eliezer is lenient and says the position doesn't matter. You can be lenient and include all the figs in the mix, even though you know the position of the iser being at the top of the container. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is machmir and says, excuse me, Rabbi Yeshua is make, yes, Rabbi Yeshua is Machmir here and says position does make a difference, and therefore you cannot include the bottom 19 of each of the containers. You're left with just 10 tops of the containers and you don't have enough. It's not clear at all to me or to the Mefarshim exactly why it would be that Rabbi Yeshua would be strict when it comes to position and lenient when it comes to color or shape. Not at all clear. But let's just take that as a given. There isn't necessarily a great answer for what the difference would be in terms of lumdas. At least it's not clear. It's really not clear to me and not clear to the people to where I looked. In any case, that's the case of the Mishnah. That's the two ways of looking at it. And that's the Mishnah inside here. It says, Bedores litra katsios al piakad. Dores usually means to trample, but here means to squish in. In modern Hebrew, a bird of prey is referred to as a dores. With its legs, it grabs on. So you smush down a litra. The word litra is a unit of weight in the time of the Mishnah. It's a Roman unit of weight. It weighs roughly a pound. In fact, if you ever wondered why the word pound is abbreviated as LB, or pounds, LBS, the answer is it's short for the Latin word libra, which means scale or weight or pound. Pounds, so it's libra is litra of the Mishnah. It's the same word, like you have the constellation Libra for scales. So libra's weight, pounds, and here litra means about roughly a pound in the Mishnah's time. So you're dores, you squish a pound worth of katsios. Katsios refers to dried figs. The word katsia either comes from the tool, the katsia, which is kind of like the knife that cuts off the stems of the figs. If I stick one shot's enough. So the dried figs, al pi hakad, at the top of the jug. So you know it's dafka, the top layer of the jug. Ve'ene yodea ezohi. You're just not sure which jug's top layer has that litra of truma figs, because for argument's sake, your kids or whatever, you forgot your kids mixed up the jug, something like that. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer here is being the mekel. He says, ro nosan kilu hen prudos. You look at all, in the example I give, all 120 pounds worth of figs as being separated and all 200 pounds of figs, correction, sorry, that are all 200 pounds of figs as being separated and mixed up together, like parud, like as the Jewish people in the Megillah or a nation that's nifrad, separated apart, as opposed to being localized just in the top of the containers. And therefore, v'atachtonios, the lower layers of the figs, malos es helionos. They can be used to add up towards 100 to annul, and it's 100, it's really 199, to offset the upper layer, that one unit of pound of truma figs. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, lo sale ad shiyu sham me'akadim. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since you know the position of the trumas on the top layer, you cannot look at them as being prudos, separated and mixed up. You only can include the top layers of each of the containers. And if you know there's simply 1 pound, the top layer in each of the kadim, the containers, unless you have unless you have 101 kadim total, 100 of top layers and 100 different containers of heter against one of iser, it would not be sufficient. And all, in my example, 10 upper layers would be forbidden as meduma. The truth is, the lower layers in each of those 10 containers, to the extent you're certain they're not from the truma, could still be eaten. But whatever is you're not sure, the upper layer where it might be truma in each of those 10 containers would have to be taken out and given to a kohen and sold to a kohen at the price of the total amount that you're giving him, less the 1 liter or the 1 pound worth that was truma anyways, which you have to get paid to him. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, as it typically is. So it's like Rabbi Yeshua here as well, notwithstanding the fact that it's not so clear the lumdus between why position, as in this Mishnah, does matter, whereas shape and color in the previous Mishnah doesn't matter in terms of arriving at your 100 heter.